Welcome to DNB College. In this lesson, we're building a rave pressure approach to tape his atmosphere swing in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school DNB vibes. The goal here is not just to add noise. The goal is to create a moving, dusty, slightly unstable high frequency bed that lives behind your drums and bass, adds pressure, adds width, and gives the track that worn-in, sample-based energy that makes jungle feel alive. Done right, it should feel like the tune has air around it. But the kick, snare, and sub still own the room. This kind of layer works especially well in intros, breakdowns, pre-drops, and tension builds. It can also sit quietly under a drop if you manage it carefully. Why this works in DNB is simple. Jungle and old-school DNB are built on motion, texture, and sonic history. A hiss layer can glue chopped breaks together, hide tiny timing gaps, and make transitions feel more intentional. It gives your drums and bass a kind of frame, like everything is being pushed through a hot, dusty machine. So let's build it properly. Start with a dedicated atmosphere track. Keep it separate from your drums and bass so you can judge it honestly. Don't bury it inside the break bus right away. Give it its own lane first. That way you can hear exactly what it's doing to the mix. Load in a hiss sample or a noise source. In Ableton Live 12, a very clean starting chain is simpler into auto filter into saturator into utility. That's enough to shape the sound without overcomplicating it. You can use a clean hiss if the track is already busy, or a dirtier tape-style sample if the tune needs more grime and character. If you use simpler, you can set it up so the hiss holds continuously, or triggers in phrases if you want more movement. For a steady atmosphere, keep the sample long or loop a short section. For a more animated feel, let it repeat over the bar. The important thing is this: when you unmute it, the track should feel more charged, not just more noisy. What to listen for here is that the layers should be felt more than heard. If the hiss starts sounding like a separate sound effect, it's probably too loud or too bright. Now shape the top end. Auto filter is your first big control point. If the source has rumble, high pass it somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz. If the top is too sharp, roll it off with a low pass feel or just soften the brightest edge. A little resonance can help if you want a more obvious tape-like character, but keep it subtle. A really useful move is to automate that filter over 8 or 16 bars. Open it slowly as the section builds. Close it back down when the drop lands. That creates tension without needing another riser. And that's a big part of the vibe here. The atmosphere should breathe with the arrangement. Next, make it swing. This is where the texture becomes musical instead of static. You can do that with AutoPan, or with clip gain and volume automation. If you use AutoPan, keep it subtle, a moderate amount. Sync to 1/8, 1/16, or even 1 bar, can create that moving pressure without turning the sound into a wobble effect. If you want a more central pulse, reduce the phase. If you want a wire sweep, open it up more. Use it as motion, not as a gimmick, or you can draw little dips and swells in the clip itself, so the hiss ducks around sere hits and breathes between the break accents. That often feels more natural in jungle, because it behaves like another layer in the rhythm rather than a plugin doing all the work. What to listen for now is the push and pull. The hiss should feel like it's dancing around the break, not stepping on it. If the groove feels faster and more alive without you adding any extra drums, you're on the right track. After that, add a little grit with saturator. This is where the atmosphere starts to feel like it came from old hardware instead of a clean sample pack. You do not need much. A few dB of drive is often enough. Use soft clip if you want a controlled edge. If the hiss starts to get spitty or brittle, back the drive down and let the filter do more of the work. The goal is not to make the noise louder. It's to make it feel slightly compressed, worn, and integrated with the rest of the tune. A good rule here is simple. If the layer already feels alive, stop. In DNB, atmosphere can get overprocessed very quickly. If it's working, commit it and move on. Now place it in the stereo field carefully. Utility is your friend here. A lot of producers widen hiss too much and then wonder why the drop feels blurry. Don't do that. Keep it a bit wide in the intro or breakdown if you want space, but pull it closer to mono when the drums and bass need authority. Always check mono. If the hiss collapses badly or sounds facey, reduce the width or simplify the stereo processing. Atmosphere should decorate the mix, not destabilize it. A useful production trick is to make two versions of the same atmosphere. One can be a bit brighter and wider for the build, and one darker and more central for the drop. Then you can automate between them or swap them by section. That keeps the track feeling alive without needing endless tweaks. Now bring it into the full context. Loop the break, the sub, maybe a reese if you have one, and the hiss together. This is the real test. Ask yourself, Does the snare still crack? Does the sub stay centered? Does the atmosphere make the break feel bigger without making it cloudy? If the hiss masks the snare transient, reduce it or carve a little out of the upper mids. If it disappears behind busy hats, you might need a tiny lift in the lower sheen region, but don't fight the snare's bright edge. What to listen for here is clarity under pressure. The break should still feel like the main event. The hiss should make everything feel hotter and more tense, not more crowded. Arrangement is where this effect really earns its place. In an intro, keep it dark and narrow at first. Then let it slowly open. As the pre-drop arrives, brighten it a touch and widen it a little. On the drop, cut it back, narrow it, or strip it out so the drums land with authority. Then bring back a darker version later if you want the pressure to return. That contrast is the whole game. If the hiss is always full on, it stops framing the drop. If it disappears too early, the build loses tension. Think in phrases. Think in tension arcs. Dark, open, tense, release. That's the move. Here's a pro tip that matters in heavier D&B. Treat the atmosphere like a section tool, not a permanent bed. Use it where it increases urgency. Use it where it makes the break feel more expensive. If it doesn't do either of those things, cut it. Another good habit is to check the layer at different monitoring levels. Listen loud enough to hear detail, then very quietly, then in mono. If it only works in one of those situations, it's not finished yet. A strong atmosphere layer survives all three checks. And if you've already adjusted level, filter, width, and saturation twice and it still isn't sitting right, the source sample is probably wrong. Swap the sample before you keep polishing a bad source. That's a real shortcut. For darker or heavier D&B, duck the hiss a little around the kick and snare. Even tiny manual dips can tighten the whole mix. Also, keep the sub and bass fully monofocused. Let the atmosphere be wide if you want, but never let it blur your center image. The low end has to stay in charge. If the break is very busy, darken the hiss more than you think. The goal is pressure and age, not a bright white band fighting your ghost notes. And if you want a more authentic worn tape feel, make small automation moves rather than huge dramatic sweeps. Tiny shifts in cutoff, width, and level often sound more musical and more believable. So here's the big picture. Build the hiss as a supporting pressure layer. Filter it, move it, saturate it lightly. Place it where the arrangement needs tension. Keep it out of the way of the kick, snare, and sub. If the drums hit harder and the tune feels more dangerous with it in place, you've done it right. Let's finish with the practical challenge. Build a 16-bar atmosphere passage using only stock Ableton devices and one hiss source. Make a dark intro version, a brighter pre-drop version, and a drop version that narrows or disappears. Keep it low enough that the drums still read clearly. Then mute it and ask yourself whether the section loses tension. Flip it to mono and check whether it stays stable. If it passes those tests, you've got a proper rave pressure atmosphere lane. Take your time, trust your ears, and keep it tasteful. In jungle and old school D&B, the best atmosphere doesn't shout. It presses. It breathes. It makes the drop feel bigger by comparison. Go build that feeling now.